Okay, so we'll start it up. So today is Daf Pei Beis. We'll finish the 8th parak and we'll start the 9th parak. So on Daf Pei Beis, we are, I believe, 3 lines from the top of the 2 dots. So the Gemara, till the Mishnah, is going to discuss more about our about going to relieving oneself. So Amar Rav Huna the Rabba Berei. Rav Huna said to Rabba his son, "My tama lo shechichas kamei Rav Chisda." So Rav Huna says to his son, "Why did you not go learn? Why are you not found by Rav Chisda, the Mechadadin Shemaite? Because he is sharp halachos. He's a sharp teacher. You should go learn by Rav Chisda." So I guess Rabba the son says back, "My azin legabe. Why should I go learn by him? The chiazin legabe. When I go to him, mostly b'mili d'alma. All he teaches me is about. He doesn't teach me Torah. He teaches me. He teaches me things that are just about this world stuff. He doesn't teach me about Torah. Amr li, for example, he said to me, manda ayla beisakise. Whoever goes into the bathroom, lo yesev behedja, shouldn't sit down so quickly. Lo litrach tve, because he shouldn't. He shouldn't pressure to try to push, make too much pressure. The high kar kashta atlas sheni yasif. So apparently." The bowels sit upon these 3 rings, and if you go too fast or you put too much pressure, dilma mishtamte sheni de karkashtav asde sakana. Maybe one of these rings are going to rip or tear, and it'll cause danger. You'll injure yourselves. So this is what he teaches me. This is what he tells me. So I'm going to go learn. Why should I go learn with him? This is what he tells me. So Amalei, so Rav Huna says to his son, "Who asik b'chay de briyasa? He's teaching you about how to live life, how to be healthy. But atar mad b'mili da alma, and you tell me that this is just stam mili ba alma. This is stam dvarim. Kol shekein zilgabe. Of course, you should go even or the more so. You should go learn by him because he's giving you well rounded education. He's teaching you the importance of a healthy lifestyle as well. You should learn by him as well." Okay, Umar now goes back to things that one is either forbidden or permitted to wipe oneself with on Shabbos. Okay, so someone has to wipe himself on Shabbos. V'hayu l'fon of tsror v'cheres. So he has like a shard, a shard, or a tsror, or a stone. Now the tsror is going to be muksa, so that's the problem. So Rav Huna amar mekanech b'tsror. He says, no, you should still use the tsror, not use the cheres, even though the evan is muksa, which is a derabanan. The emekanech b'cheres, but you shouldn't use the cheres, even though it's not muksa, because of the sakana, which I think is all the sakanas that we mentioned yesterday. Right, the idea about the witchcraft, and then maybe you'll tear something inside. So he says you should go with the tzror. He says you should go with the tzror. Rav Chisda Amar Chisda says no, mekaneich becheres. You use the cheres, which is not muksa, the emekaneich b'tzror, and don't use the tzror, which is muksa. So Meisreis, now they're asking on Rav Huna, again, Rav Huna said that you should use the muksa item, you should use the tzror. So how you look at tzror v'cheres? We have a bracelet that says we had the tzror v'cheres, mekaneich b'cheres, you're supposed to use the shard, the emekaneich b'tzror, not use the stone. So to give to Rav Chisda, that bracelet is clearly going against Rav Chisda, who said the opposite, that you should use the tzror. So Gemara said, no, Tirgama Rav from our papa, kamed Rav Chisda. So Rav from our papa explained the brisa aliva de Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, be'oganei kelim. That brisa is talking about the oganei kelim, which I think is the sides of the kelim or the handles of the kelim. Those things are not so dangerous. So those things aren't dangerous. They won't tear the flesh. So that's what you should use. So if you have the oganei kelim, then everyone will agree, according to the brisa, you use the shards and not the stone. But if you have a regular kli cheres and you have the stone, that's where we have the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Okay. Now, talking about during the weekday, I think, over here. Hayu l'fon of tsror v'asavim. So now you have, in front of you, you have a stone, and it seems to be grass, some sort of grass. Rav Chisda Rav Hamnuna. So machlokas Rav Chisda Rav Hamnuna. Chad amar mikaneach b'tsror. One says you should use the stone, I guess even though it's not so smooth. The e mikaneach b'asavim. And you shouldn't use the grass, Rashi says, because the asavim are moist, and apparently that could tear your flesh. And that's going to be more dangerous. So Chad Amar 1 says, "Mekanech ba'asavim." You should use the asavim, the aim mekanech b'tzaror, and not use the tzor because the tzor is not necessarily smooth. And he thinks that that's going to be more dangerous. So Meisveis, and they're going to ask on the one who says you should use the grass. The Brisa says, "Hamekanech b'davar sha'or sholetes bo." If you use something that is, I guess, flammable, right? Or sholetes bo, sheinov tachtonos nosros. So the they mentioned these items, these things in the rectum, they are going to be torn, and you shouldn't use them. And therefore, you shouldn't use grass, because the grass is apparently flammable. So the query why we use toilet paper. Toilet paper is paper. Paper is flammable. But whatever. So the Gemara says, Lo kasha. No, there's no kasha. The one who says you should use grass is the lachin, which is the one that was is blachin. When they're moist, it's not flammable. But what it says that you should not use the grass is begivashim. It's when they're dry, that's when they're flammable. So if they're flammable, don't use it. If they're moist, then you have no problem, and you can use the grass. Okay, hanitzroch lipanos ve'eno nifna. So someone who needs to defecate but refrains from doing so. Rav Chisda Ravina, Machlokas Rav Chisda and Ravina, Chad Amar Ruach Ra'a Sholetes Bo. One says that Ruach Ra calls on him, the Chad Amar Ruach Zuhuma Sholetes Bo. One says he gets a Ruach Zuhuma. So what's Ruach Ra and Ruach Zuhuma? So Rashi says Ruach Ra is Reyach HaPeh. You get foul breath. Shazevel Mirakev Me'ayim, somehow the waste gets inside, V'yotze Reyach Derech HaPeh, comes out through your mouth. And the other one says Ruach Zuhuma, it's kol gufo masriach b'zei masriach. Your whole body starts to smell. You start to sweat, you perspire, and your whole body starts to smell. So machlokas, if it's just ruach ra or ruach zuma. So tanya kemanda amar ruach zuhuma. We have a price that supports the one who says it's a full body stench, which ruach zuhuma shall have to spoil. The tanya, we have a price that says hanitzroch denakavav. So someone who needs to defecate but does not, the ochel, and then he goes ahead and he eats. So not only does he have to go to the bathroom, but he continues eating. Dome litanur shehisikuhu agabi afaro. It's similar to an oven that you try to light on top of its ashes. You don't clear the ashes away and then you try to light it again. Right? So you haven't done the right thing. First get rid of what's blocking you, and then continue, then eat more. Vizohi tchilas ruach zuhuma, and that's the beginning of having this full body smell. So you clear the brisa says here that it's ruach zuhuma. So it says Hutzrach liponos v'hinu yochel liponos. This is the opposite. This is someone who needs to go to the bathroom but cannot. It's a constipation, I guess. So what's the advice? So I guess these are Talmudic laxative. Amar Rav Chisda, yamod v'yeshiv, yamod v'yeshiv. Stand up, sit down. I guess try to loosen the bowels. Rav Chanan mihardai amar yistalek litzadin, which I think Rashi seems to say that you should go to different corners of the house. Rashi says, kishabodik asmo zavizo, yistalek zavis acheres v'yivdok. Go from one side of the house, just move around. Rav Humna Amar, Yimashmesh Bitsurba Oso Makam. Sometimes use a pebble by that area to try to stimulate it, I guess, and that will open up the bowels. Rabban Amar Yisirach Daito. Gemara says, don't think about it. Yisirach Daito. So Gemara says, Amali Ravacha, Braid Rav Ravashi, Kol Shekein Dechima Sikdati Lomipani. What are you talking about? Don't think about it. If you don't think about it, for sure you're not going to be able to go. Yes, you're on mute, so I can't hear you. So, oh, better be on mute. Okay. Better on mute. Okay, so Amrlei, Ashes, what it means, Yasir Daito? It means is Yasir Daito Midvarim Acherim. Clear your mind of other thoughts. I mean, which I guess I mean solely focus on what's on the task at hand and don't start thinking about anything else. Amr of Yirmi Midifti, Rav Yirmi Midifti said, Lidi Chayzi Li Hahut Haya, I saw this one, I guess, Arab merchant. He couldn't go, and then he would get up, sit down, until he poured out from a pot. Tana Rabbanan, okay, learned in a brisa. Hanichnas l'sudas keva. So someone is going into a sudas keva. I remember sudas keva in those days was an all day affair. Right, it's going to take a long. It's a big thing, right? The symposiums and all these things. Yeah, it's an all day affair. Sudas keva, and it's a gnai. Rashi points out to get up in the middle. Rashi says, "Ugnaihu lo im yitzdarich lamo min asud liponos." It's a gnai. It's disrespectful to get up in the middle. So he has to be certain that he's going to be able to stay and sit there the whole time. So what does he do before the meal? Yehalech eser pa'amim shel arba amos. I think every four amos, 10 times. I mean, every four amos, he should stop and check himself to see if he has to go to the bathroom. But Amrullah, and some say, no, it's better to go Arba Pamim Shel Esra Amos. Some say, stop 4 times every 10 amos, right? V'nifne v'nichnas v'yoshim v'kamo. And then you'll go to the bathroom, which stops there, and then you go into the Suda, and you'll sit in your place, and this way you'll be prepared. You're going to be there for, grab a Snickers, you're going to be there for a while. Okay. Next Mishnah. So the Mishnah then says, Cheres, okay? So how much, again, how much cheres, how much pottery shards, with the size of which, if you took out on Shabbos, the minimum size of which, if you took out on Shabbos, you would be chayev for violating Hotzah. So the Mishnah says, the shear is, kidei litain ben patzim l'chavero. It's, they used to put these part, that when they had these boards that they would pile up, so they didn't want the boards to rest on each other, so they would put these shards in between to separate them. So I guess the size that they would use to, for them it must mean something, the size that they would use to separate between these boards. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, kidei lachtot bo es ha'or. He says the size of a shard that you would be able to use in order to place, seems to be in order to put a burning coal onto the shard. I guess you go into the fire, you want to take a burning coal, I guess on Shavuos, so you want to light your barbecue, so you want to take this burning coal from one fire and put it somewhere else. So whatever that size, that has ever big as the pottery shard has to be to take that coal. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kidei lekavabo revius. It has to be big enough, I guess it also has to be curved, it has to be big enough that it can withhold a revius, a log, I guess, of liquid. Amar Rabbi Meir says, afal pisha ein raya davar, even though I don't have an absolute proof that what's considered a davar chashev by a cheres is when it's large enough to take a coal, a burning coal with him, zeich l'davar. But I do have a sort of, you know, some sort of proof from the Pesukim in Yeshaya. So the Pesukim in Yeshaya and Paraglamet are discussing the tochacha that Yeshaya gave to Bnei Yisrael, that they were so certain that the king of Egypt, they're going to line up the king of Egypt and they're going to have security. So what does it say there? So it says there, lo yimatse, you're so certain of yourself, but you're wrong, because lo yimatse, you won't even find b'michtaso cheresh lachtosh esh miyakud. You won't even find, you won't even find a shard big enough to pull out a esh from the fire. So you see that the shard is used to pull out fire. So Amar le Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says to them, Misham Raya, is that a Raya? Just look at the continuation of the Pasuk. The continuation of the Pasuk says that you're not even going to find a shard, v'lach shof mayim migava, you're not going to be able to find a shard that you're going to be able to draw water from it. So when you give me the beginning of the Pasuk, look at the end of the Pasuk, right? And the Gemara is going to say it makes sense that the end of the Pasuk is talking about a smaller amount, because you're not only going to find a shard, you won't, for big enough for the embers, it's even smaller, you won't even find something to take water, right? Oh, Nick, you're on mute. Oh, you're shaking your head. Okay, fine. So Gemara says, we'll skip the parentheses. He says, Mistab. Right, we said it has to be curved, so he must have something that's curved. They break. The pottery is shaped like this, and when it breaks, it's curved. It's not flat, except for the bottom, probably. Okay. Right, so it's shaped like that. It's the Mishnah in the Mishnah book. I don't know if you'll see it. He has it right. It's curved. One second. If you see. Okay. Fine. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mistabra de shiura de Rabbi Yose nefish." It makes sense to say that the shear of Rabbi Yose is bigger, right? Because Rabbi Yose says that you can't. Rabbi Yose, because Rabbi Meir says it's big enough to carry one small coal. And Rav Yossi then says it's big enough to carry a quarter log. So it seems to be based on the Mishnah that Rav Yossi's shear is bigger. But Umikra, from the pasuk that they brought down, Shi'ura de Rav Meir Nafish. It seems that the shear of Rav Meir's Nafish is bigger. Why the Isak that the shear of Rav Yossi Nafish? Because if you think the shear of Rav Yossi is bigger, light lay bimana zurcher of a hard light bimana rabba. What would it be? Let's say Rav Yossi is bigger. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming and he's Yeshayahu is cursing Bnei Yisrael, and he's going to say you're not going to have this item. And then you're not even going to have this item. So what? So the second item is bigger? If you're cursing somebody, you're going to say, you're not going to have the item that's this size. You're not even going to have an item that's even smaller. So it seems to be that from the Pasuk, that Rav Yossi's shear is smaller. Right? Umikra shear de Rav Yossi nafish. Itzak adai shear de Rav Yossi nafish. Light lebe mana zurcher. First, you're going to curse them out with a small item. V'hadju light lebe mana rabba. Then you're going to curse them with a larger item. No. So Amar Abaye, Abayi says, no, Masnisin Nami. Our Mishnah also is going to be that order, that Rav Meir is larger and Rav Yossi is smaller. Because what Rav Meir was talking about is Lachtoch Eish Mikida Gedola. You're trying to take out a coal from a large fire. So yeah, the shard itself doesn't have to be so big to hold the coal, but you're sticking your hand into a large fire. So in order to stick your hand into a large fire to get that coal, you need distance from your hand to the fire, otherwise you're going to singe your hand. So you have to have a larger piece of pottery to get into the fire to pull out the coal. He says, Lachtos Eish Mikdera Gedola. Right, Rashi says towards the bottom, Mikdera Gedola Ka'amar Shafilu Gacheles Katana, even a small coal, Eino Roy Lachtochbo, you can't grab it, Ela Becheres Gadol, Yibneshu Nichla, because you're gonna get burnt. Okay, Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi, then they brought the Psukim from Mishaya, and Rav Yossi Omer, Misham Raya, from there's Zeriah, look at the end of the Pasuk. The Gemara says, Shapri Karmeli, Rav Yossi, Rav Meir. Now Rav Yossi has a good claim to Rav Meir, right? Look at the end of the Pasuk. Why are you focusing on the beginning of the Pasuk? So Rav Meir says, no, lo mi bai ka amar. Because according to Rav Yossi says that it's lo mi bai, meaning lo mi bai, not only. Not even a significant item you won't have. You won't even have an insignificant item. Meaning, lo mi bay mi dechashel inshis to lo ishtachaklei. Not only will you not have items that people think that are davar chashel, which is the size of my kli cheres, which is to get the coal from the fire. Elafilu mi de lo chashel inshis lo ishtachaklei. The end of the pasuk comes to say, not only will you not have a significant item like the size of a cheres to take a coal, you won't even have insignificant items like the size of a cheres to take out the water. Meaning, the pasuk is good. So the pasuk is a proof to Rav Meir and Rav, I guess Rav Yossi is saying, no, it's going in order. It's talking about all the davar chashuvus that you won't have. You won't have this, and you won't have that, and the last thing is obviously the smallest one. Okay. Hajan lachamotzi yayin, hajan lachamotzi yayin, hajan lachamotzi yayin. Okay, now we begin the ninth parak of Amar Rabbi Kiva, which basically it's a little bit of a tour de force through Shas. It's pretty much unrelated, moving away from Hilchos Shabbos until we get to a later Mishnah. So the setup of the Mishnayos here are very similar to what we just had. What we're going to have, like we just had the Mishnah that brought us a rule, and it then brings a pasuk that's not clearly a source, but it's a zecher l'davar. So these Mishnayos go the same way. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Kiva l'manayin l'avodah zarah. He says, Mishum deboi l'misne b'hadayu. But Rashi says something different. I just quoted Tosos. Rashi, let's go to Rashi. Rashi says, "Mishum deboy lemisnei b'hadayu min shemarchitzina samila kayaluhu lahanach domilei." Eventually, we're going to talk about things that you can do with a bris mila. So they brought out all these other mishnayos that are a similar structure as that mishnah. Tosos doesn't like that. If you look at Tosos, Tosos says, "Peres b'kunchus tenakil lahacha mishum deboy lemisnei minyan shemarchitzina sakatan." All these things are used to bathe a katan. He says, "Ve'ein nira." That doesn't seem to be the reason why. The imkain, because if that's the case, bahu havle lehitzchil. If the whole point of the parak is to get to that mishnah, then start the parak with that mishnah. He says, "Va'od the havle lemishnah the parak rabbelos demila." Also, if the whole point of the mishnah is to get to something about brismila, so speak about it in the parak. It discusses brismila on Shabbos as the parak rabbelos demila. Elanira. So rather, Tosfos says, "Agav the tunnel el b'sof hamotzi cried the smachta gavi cheres." Is what I said before. Since the previous mishnah was a mishnah, the structure was that he quoted something and then he says it's a krod the smachta. So nukat nami haki cried the smachta the kara that. To Tizarin, who samach lahi cry, the Isil El, okay, same idea being is that it's just a parallel structure from the Mishnayos. So again, the Mishnayos is set up in a way that we're going to have a rule, and then we're going to try to bring a pasuk as a raya, even though it's not a full fledged raya. So the first Mishnah. Sorry? Right, so it spills over, it definitely spills over. The question then is, because the previous Mishnah is related to the previous parak, which is talking about Hotzos, and it gives a certain... Right, yeah, so then it spills over. I think because you're taking the backdoor theme of that last Mishnah and then continuing with it, because it's a different theme than the prior parak. I hear you. Okay, so the Mishnah says... I hear you, but at least the rest of the Masechta was discussing about Shabbos. I mean, that right here. Okay. Okay, I'm Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Minayin l'avodah zarah shemitame b'masa kenida. How do we know that someone carries an item of avodah zarah, something that's worse than avodah zarah, he carries it even without touching it? It's mitame b'masa just like kenida. How do you know that avodah zarah is mitame the person who carries it, even though he doesn't touch it? The same way that a nida is mitame somebody who carries her, even though they're not touching her. Shenemar, because the pasuk again says it's the same nevuah by Yeshayahu, who says to Bnei Yisrael that they're going to be punished after they were punished about going after the avodah zarah. They're going to throw their avodah zarah. They're going to discuss it. He says Tizram kimo dava tzeitomerlo. Everyone from Am Yisrael is going to throw them Tizraim like a dava. Dava is a lashon of a nida. You're going to throw them away like the nida. You should say to them. So you see that there's a comparison between avodah zarah and nida. Ma nida mitame b'masa. So just like a nida is mitame b'masa, just like a nida is mitame someone who carries her even though she's not touched. Af avodah zarah mitame b'masa. So to avodah zarah is mitame b'masa. Mitame b'masa is either it is being carried or it is carrying. Right, so just like Anita is mitama b'masa, so to avodah zarah is mitama b'masa. So now the Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah from the Gemara from Abasechas avodah zarah, where there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and the Rabbi Kiva with the din of tumas avodah zarah, as we discussed just now. So Tan Hasam, it's a Mishnah, it's a Gemara, it's avodah zarah daf nem zayin. Right, misha haya beso samach avodah zarah. So a person, unfortunately, shares a wall. I guess the wall of his house is used as a wall for a base of avodah zarah. Here it seems to be, though, it's all his, right? The wall is his, it's his. So Mishai based with some of avodah zarah, v'nafal. And now the wall falls down. So what he wants to rebuild the wall of his house. The problem is, if he rebuilds the wall of his house, he's going to be providing a benefit for avodah zarah. So because now they're going to have their wall again. So v'nafal, so it's usur livnoso. He is forbidden from building it, as Rashi says, to come a honey avodah zarah, because he is now providing for avodah zarah. So Kate said yaseh, so what should he do? He should kones litoshalo arba amos. He should now, I guess he should bring, even though it's his property, bring the property line into his area 4 amos and bone it, and then build it over there. Bring it 4 amos into his property and build it there. This way, they're not going to be benefiting from the avodah zarah. Is not going to be benefiting. Tosa says that in the Gemara of avodah zarah, they ask, well, even by doing that, avodah zarah is going to benefit. Because now by pulling his property line 4 amos back, he's giving them 4 more amos that they can use to worship, right? That also says, the Masechah of Avodah Zarah, Parichel of Ashavik Raftel of Avodah Zarah. And Gemara there talks about it. But again, that's not the ikkar of our sugya. So that's what he should do. Now, the next case is, Haya Shalom B'Shel Avodah Zarah. There's a wall that's jointly owned, right? Most walls are 4 amos. There's a wall that's jointly owned. Rashi says, Shai Chetzi Makam HaKotesh Avodah Zarah. So part, the wall is straddles the property line. 2 amos of it are on the property line of Avodah Zarah, and 2 amos are on the property line of this person, individual, and it falls. So he says, right, nidon mechsa al mechsa. Rashi says, ha mechsa shalo nechsa. So what do you do? Midon nechsa al mechsa. So it falls down. So what happens? You also have to bring it in. But you're going to, the Mishnah there says that the 2 amos that were in his property, you have to bring it in 4 amos. But we're going to count the 2 amos that were his, and then he has to bring it in another 2 amos. That's all. So you have to bring it in. And avanav va'atsarav va'afarav, the stones and the tree and the branches, and the dust that fell from this kotel, from this wall, I mean, this was all being worshipped on the other side, so all the stones that fell, mitamim k'sheretz. It has a tumah level of a sheretz. Shenemar, because the pasuk says by avodah zarah, shaket tishatzenu, v'taev titavenu kicherim hu, compares avodah zarah to a sheretz. Sheket tishatzenu, which is a sheretz. So here, Hanakama says that the avodah zarah, the tumah of avodah zarah is similar to the tumah of a sheretz. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that the stones of the wall that fell, it's kenida. It's the tomb of the avodah zarah is similar to the tomb of a nida. Shenemar, the pasuk we said before, tizreim kimodava. You're going to throw it out like the nida. So everywhere, so you see over here that there's a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva as what avodah zarah is compared to. Is it tama like a sheretz, or is it tama like a nida? And then Rabbi Kiva continues, Ma nida mitame b'masa, afodah zarah mitame b'masa. Just like a nida mitame b'masa, so too avodah zarah mitame b'masa. But if you compare it to a sheretz, it's not going to be mitame b'masa, because a sheretz is only mitame b'maga. So Amar Rabba. So But it's probably mechuber lekarka at that time. Maybe it's because it's mechuber. I don't know if it's something that's from mechuber lekarka. Not sure. What, did you touch it? Yeah, your tummy. You have a tummy like anita, so you would have whatever the rules are. I mean, I don't know if you have to wait 7 days and do that, but probably, yeah. Okay, so now the Gemara brings try to explain the pasuk that Rabbi Kiva learned. So I'm a Rabba. Rabba says the pasuk says tizreim, right? Tizreim kimo davas. What does the word tizreim mean? The amakra, the pasuk says nakirenu minach kizar. Say Tomarlo, he kanes al Tomarlo. Basically, he says that it means it should be the word tizreim is like the lashon of a zar in there, so it should be thrown out. Say Tomarlo, get rid of it, like something that's strange. He kanes al Tomarlo, don't bring it in. You should estrange it. You should alienate it. That's just giving pshat in the pasuk. But Amar Rabba, and Rabba says bimasa. So now Rabba's going to try to explain the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim. So we're going to have Rabba, and then a little bit afterwards we're going to have Rabbi Elazar. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says, "Bim Masa." When it comes to Tumas Masa, the Tuma. When it comes to Avodah Zara, the Gabi Tumas Masa, Kule Amalo Pligi de Mitama. Everyone's going to agree. Both Rabbi Kiva and the Chum are going to agree that the Avodah Zara is Mitama Masa. Da Ikish Lanida, because the pasuk says clearly that Avodah Zara is compared to Nida, because it says Tizrei Kmodava. Ki Pligi. Their Machlokis is by the special type of Tuma called Even Misama. What's the Even Misama? So you have to explain. Rashi says. Rashi says, what's an Evan Misama? So my Chalik's Rashi Tosos, right? We go with Rashi. It says, Evan Shesamua Agabe Yesedos. You have this big stone or a boulder that's being held up supported by beams. The Kalim Tachteha. And there are Kalim underneath it. So he gets the words from the story in Daniel. That's the stone that was put on the wall, on the opening of the cave when Daniel was with the lions, in the lion's den. He says, so you have a Haisa Evan. So Anida or Azav are sitting on this big stone on top of the Kalim. So even though they're not putting any pressure on the Kalim underneath them, nevertheless, the Kalim underneath the stone are going to become Tamei. They exceed Kol Asher Yetachtav. It says everything that's underneath them. And since these Kalim are underneath them, they're going to be Tamei. Even though they're not actually putting pressure on the Kalim because they're sitting on this heavy boulder, they're still going to be Tamei. So that's the idea of Tumas Evan Misama, which is a specific din when it comes to Tumas Nida and Tumas Zav. So Rabba is going to say that when it Avodah Zara, when it comes to Tumas Masa, it's compared to a Nida, because the Pasuk says, Ta Ikash Lanida, because it's Ram. But the Machlok is going to be Evan Misama. Rabbi Kiva is going to say that the comparison to Nida goes all the way through. Rabbi Kiva Savar Kin Nida, Ma Nida Metama Evan Masa, just like the Nida gets this din that it's Metame in this Evan Misama case. Avodah Zara Metama Evan Misama. So to the Avodah Zara is going to transmit Tuma even through this Evan Misama. The Rabbanan Savar say no. The Nida is also compared to a Sheretz. The Rabbanan Savar Ki Sheretz. You have the din of a Sheretz. Ma Sheretz Lo Metama Evan Misama. Just like a Sheretz is not Metama. If you put a Sheretz on top of this Evan Misama, it doesn't transmit the Tuma all the way through to the Kalim underneath. So Ma Sheretz Lo Metama Evan Misama. It's also not going to be the time of the Emesamah. So you see, according to the Rabbanan will say that you have to split this split thing when it comes to the Avodah Zarah. In some ways, it's compared to a Nida. In some ways, it's compared to a Sheretz. Why one over the other, I don't know. But, so it's compared to a Nida, then it's going to be the time of Masa. It's not going to be compared to a Nida, that's not going to be the time of the Emesamah. Rabbi Kiva takes the comparison all the way through and says that the Avodah Zarah is not only the time of Masa, it's also the time in the case of the Emesamah. But now the Gemara says, Ul Rabbi Kiva, you say now that Avodah Zarah is compared completely to Anida. What are you going to do with the Pasuk that compares Avodah Zarah to a Sheretz? The Pasuk did say Shakech to Shaksenu. So the Gemara says, Ul Rabbi Kiva, Lamai Hichasa Itkish L'Sheretz. What's the comparison for Avodah Zarah to the Sheretz? So the Gemara says, Le Misham Sheha. It's talking about the things that service the Avodah Zarah, not the Avodah Zarah itself. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Le Misham Sheha. She'ein hakelim hamishamshim mitameyim lo b'masa v'lo b'evim misama. So if you have a kli that's used, I guess the goblet that's used to bring the Avodah Zarah, but it's not the actual Avodah Zarah, so that is going to be mitame like a Sheretz and not going to be mitame like a Nida. That item will not be mitame b'masa and will not be mitame b'evim misama. It's just these things that are secondary to the Avodah Zarah. Those are what's compared to a Sheretz. Okay. So Ula Rabbanon, so according to the Rabbanon, Lemai Hilchasa Ikish Lenida. What was the reason why the Rabbanon compared Avodah Zarah to Nida? It was Lemasa, to say that just like Nida is Matam B'Masa, so to Avodah Zarah is Matam B'Masa. So the Gemara says, so why do you have to compare it to a Nida at all? What the Rabbanon did is they compare it to both and said it's like a Nida when it comes to Masa, and it's like a Sheretz when it comes to Evin Masamba. Loksa Rachman Nevela. Let the Torah just tell us that the Avodah Zarah is like a Nevela. Why do this split thing? Just tell me it's like a Nevela, because Nevela has the din that you're finding for. The Nevela is Matama B'Masa, and it's not Matama B'Evin Misama. So why is the Torah going out of our way to split the din and tell you it's like it this way? Just have the Torah tell us that it's like a Nevela. That's fine. Right? Rashi says, V'loksa L'Nevela, D'Isbe Masa, V'Lesbe Evin Misama. Then you wouldn't have to make a hekesh to here and a hekesh to there. You'd have one thing. So the Gemara says, Eina chanami. You're right. The Torah could have done that. But there's another limud that you learn out from its comparison to Nida. And you say, Ela ma Nida eina liyavarim, af Avodah Zarah eina liyavarim. Just like a Nida is not metame for her limbs, so too the Avodah Zarah is not metame for the limbs. What's that? Rashi says, Eina liyavarim. Let's say you have a woman who's tame Nida, and never she loses a body part. She loses a limb, right? Ein levarim im nechtach ever mimena mitama masiv ol mishum tos ever mechayiv olam mishum tos ever minanida. If she loses a limb, so that limb just has the status of tuma as an ever mechayiv. It doesn't have the status of tuma as a nida, right? And so too, when it comes to avodah zara, let's say avodah zara that's made out of different parts, and it falls apart. And the whole thing falls apart. He says v'nafkamina. And it says, Avodah Zarah in Lavarim could go on Avodah Zarah Shechuyos. It has different parts. Aver Mimena Eina Matama Klal Mishum Avodah Zarah. If it falls apart, then that one little Aver is not going to be Matama Mishum Avodah Zarah. So that's the comparison between Nida and Avodah Zarah that you wouldn't have gotten had you just compared Nida to Nevela. It gets this extra din of that it's not Matama Leivarim. So Ella, Gemara says and asks, Ella, if that's the case, that you just learned from here that it's no Tumba if it falls apart, Elahadabai Rav Chama Bar Gurya, but we have a question on tomorrow's daf where Chama Bar Gurya asks Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, Yeshna Levarim or Eina Levarim? When the Avodah Zarah falls apart, is it Tamei or is it not Tamei? It's a kasha we have on tomorrow's daf. But according to this, we just answered the kasha right here that it's similar to Nida and it's not Tamei Levarim. He says V'tivshet Le'meha. The Rabbanan Eina Levarim. See from here that the Rabbanan clearly hold it's compared to the Nida, and it's not Matam Levarim. So Gemara says, yeah, okay, fine, that's for the Rabbanan. Rav Chama Bar Gurya, I'll leave it to Rekiva Boile. Rav Chama Bar Gurya was asking the question regarding to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva does not have this comparison to Sheretz, right? He learned a comparison to Sheretz to Hishu about the Misham Sheha. So he doesn't have this comparison to that about the, sorry, he doesn't have the comparison of Nida to Avodah Zarah. Sorry. Rabbi Kiva learned Nida to Avodah Zarah to teach this whole idea of the Evin Misama. He doesn't have the comparison to teach you the din of Avarin. So the question that's going to be asked in tomorrow's daf by Rav Chama Bar Gurya is only going to be Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. Because, okay, you're right, we answered the question here Aliba de Rabbanan, but we don't answer the question Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. So now that's how we explain the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, and according to Rabbah. Again, right? Rabbah said that they both hold that the Avodah Zarah, they both hold that Tumas Avodah Zarah applies to Tumah Masa. It applies to Masa. The machlokes was by Evin Misama. Comes Rabbi Lazar and says no. Be'evin Misama Kuliyam Lochli Gidlo Matama. Both Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan agree by Evin Misama that it's not going to be Matame because Avodah Zarah is compared to a Sheretz. And a Sheretz doesn't have this idea of Tumas of Evin Misama. Ki Pligi, their machlokus is by Bimasa, whether or not it's going to be Mitama Bimasa, meaning that whether or not Avodah Zarah is Mitama Bimasa. Rabbi Kiva saw very yet, it's a comparison to Nida, Ma Nida Mitama Bimasa, Avodah Zarah Mitama Bimasa, just like Nida's Mitama Bimasa, so too Avodah Zarah is. And it's Rabbanan Sar, we know it's compared to a Sheretz. Ma Sheretz lo Mitama Bimasa, Avodah Zarah lo Mitama Bimasa. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's simply compared to a Sheretz. It only has the din of the Sheretz, and therefore it's not going to be Mitama Bimasa. So it's not going to be, according to Rabbanan, it's not Mitama Bimasa, and it's not going to be Mitame for, it's not going to be Mitame for Evin Misama either. It's just going to be considered like a Sheretz. So Gemara says, now, okay, according to Rabbi Kiva, Lamai Hilchasa Itkish L'Sheretz. Why is the Nida compared to the Sheretz, right? Because he could, I don't know what the question is now. We already just said that Rekiva said it's compared to the Sheretz, so not get Evin Misama, okay? But he says another question. According to Rekiva, that if you say Avodah Zarah is mitame like anita mitame b'masa. What's the comparison to the sheretz? The Gemara says l'misham she'al. The teacher that's like that it's compared to a sheretz. The mishamshin, the servant things that service the avodah zarah is compared like a sheretz, and those will not be mitame b'masa. Ula Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon, l'may hichasa ikush l'nida. Why is it compared to anita, right? Because Rabbanon just said, it's not metam b'masa, it's not metam b'ev misama, so what is the comparison to the nida? So, what's compared to nida? Ma nida in levarim, afavodazara in levarim. Rabbanon going to hold that there's no tumma when it comes, there's no tumma's nida to the limb that falls off. They're going to say that vodazara also, like just like the nida, don't have the, doesn't have the din of tumma's vodazara if it falls apart. So according to Rabbanon, it's like a sheretz in every aspect except for the din of the parts when it falls apart. So the Gemara says, okay, just a few more lines. The Gemara says, and Rabbi Kiva, l'may hilchasa ikush l'nida. So Rabbi Kiva, who says that Avodah Zarah, right, he says Avodah Zarah is not mitama be'ev misama. What's it connected to the nida? It's connected to the nida because l'inyan masa, to teach you about masa. So the Gemara says again, well, if it's only mitama be'masa, and it's not mitama be'ev misama, so why compare it to a nida? Compare it to the nevela. He says, l'okshi l'nevela. So the Gemara says, inachanami, you're right, you compare it to nevela. Ella, Rabbi Kiva needs the connection between Avodah Zarah and nida to teach you, ma'nida in levarim, ap Avodah Zarah in levarim. Just like the nida doesn't the tumma nida doesn't apply to a separated limb, so to the tumma of Avodah Zarah does not apply to a separated part. And the Gemara just continues, Ella Hadabai. So if that's the case, Rav Chaim Bar Guri is going to ask on, you know, Ahmed Bey's over here, Avodah Zarah, Yeshin Levarim, or Ein Levarim. He asked the question whether or not tumma of Avodah Zarah applies to the parts when it falls apart. So Tishut Le Maha, you see from here, Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rakiva, the Ein Levarim. You could teach it here, you see both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan say it's not. We asked this before a moment ago. Well, the answer would be that was only according to Rabbanan. Now, going through this Shitas, it shows that both hold that it's not Metame Levarim, right? Because Rabbanan says that's why it's Hukush Lenida, and Rabbi Kiva says that's why it's Hukush Lenida and not Hukush Nevela. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rav Chama Bar Guria, ki Rabba Masni, Bubayle Lila Rabbi Kiva. Rav Chama Bar Guria's question tomorrow is going to go according to the explanation of Rabba, which we said previously, not Rabbi Lezer, and only accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Lezer. Meaning, if you interpret the Machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva as Rabba does it, then you can ask the question, and his explanation of Rabbi Kiva, will Rabbi Kiva hold that the tumma applies when the Avodah Zarah falls apart or not? But in Rav Elazar's interpretation, both Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim would agree that Avodah Zarah is compared to Nida, in that the when it falls apart, it doesn't transmit the tumma, not as a Nida, not as an Avodah Zarah. Okay? Whoever's... Yossi, you're on mute. I think so. I think so.